Vintage mania. When the past comes back in fashion.
How would you define your style? Smart, casual, sporty? These days, vintage clothes are back in fashion. But why?
The term vintage is used to describe things from the past. When it comes to clothes, this could be anything from a 1920s flapper dress to a pair of 1970s flare jeans. The most popular vintage items tend to come from the 20th century. Clothes older than this are usually considered antiques. But vintage is a broad term, and even brand new items made in styles of the past are often called vintage.
Vintage clothing has been popular in the UK and the USA for several years. But recently, there's been an authentic vintage boom. There are vintage tea rooms, vintage hairdressers, vintage jewellers, vintage tattoo designs, and even vintage weddings. In London, there's a lively vintage clothes scene around the areas of Brick Lane in the East End, Portobello near Notting Hill, and Camden Market in the north of London. But every large town or city in the UK has its shops or market stalls selling vintage clothes.
Several big shops are selling vintage clothes too. Underwear chain La Senza has launched a vintage-inspired range in collaboration with singer Paloma Faith. And shops such as Gap, H&M and Topshop have produced vintage clothes. British firm Cath Kidson Limited produces bags, clothes, kitchen accessories and even tents, which have been inspired by the bright 1950s designs that founder Cath Kidston remembers from her childhood.
So why is vintage suddenly so popular? There are a number of reasons. For a start, singers such as Duffy and Paloma Faith often wear vintage clothes, as did the late Amy Winehouse. And songs by these artists have been called vintage pop because they're similar in style to songs from the 50s and 60s.
Many recent TV series have also had an effect. The clothes worn on shows such as Downton Abbey, Mad Men and Boardwalk Empire have shown us what fashions from those eras were like. Films have contributed to the vintage boom too. Director Baz Luhrmann's The Great Gatsby, which stars Leonardo DiCaprio, is based on F. Scott Fitzgerald's classic novel, set in 1922. Fashion experts are predicting that the film will inspire a 1920s fashion revival when it comes out.
Of course, there's nothing new about revivals. In the 1970s, there was a brief 1950s revival following the success of the film Grease and the TV series Happy Days, which were both set in that period. And in the 1980s, there was a mod revival after the launch of films such as Quadrophenia and bands such as Madness.
Are you ready to go vintage? If so, a word of warning. Not every fashion trend from the past was sophisticated or elegant. Do you remember Austin Powers?